"My name is Gauhar Jan," exclaimed a bold and confident voice into the gramophone. Eileen Angelina Yeovert was born on the 26th of June, 1873. Her father, Robert William Yeovert, was an Armenian. Her mother, Adeline Victoria Hemmings, was an Indian by birth and had been trained in music and dance. In 1879, when Angelina's parents' marriage ended, she moved to Banaras with her mother. It is then that Victoria converted to Islam and changed Angelina's name to Gauhar Jan and hers to Malka Jan. Malka Jan moved to Calcutta in 1883 and established herself in the court of Nawab Wajid Ali Shah. It is here that young Gauhar started her training. She learned Hindustani vocal music, Drupad, Dhamar, Kathak, Rabindra Sangeet, and started composing ghazals under the pen name Hamdam. Gauhar Jan gave her maiden performance at the Royal Courts of Darbhanga Raj in 1887 and was appointed a court musician. She popularized light Hindustani classical music with her tumris, dadra, khajri, chaitis, bhajan, and tarana renditions. A huge milestone in the history of recording occurred in 1902 when Fred Geisberg from Gramophone and Typewriter Limited Company recorded India's first music into the gramophone by Gauhar Jan. She sang a khayal in Raag Jogya. She was paid Rs. 3,000, which was big money in those days. From 1902 to 1920, she recorded over 600 songs in more than 10 languages, mastering the technique of condensing elaborate classical music into 3-minute capsules to fit into a recording. A true diva, Gauhar Jan was known for her fine taste and living a life of opulence. Gauhar Jan's photographs appeared on picture postcards and on matchboxes made in Austria. Google Doodle celebrated her 145th birthday in 2018, calling her India's first recording star who emerged on the scene at the turn of the 20th century. In the evening of her life, she moved to Mysore under the patronage of Maharaja Krishnaraja Wadiyar IV and died there as a state guest in January 1930. Gauhar Jan invested herself in art, broke barriers, enjoyed the pride of her accomplishments and went on to carve the future of art in the Indian subcontinent, being an inspiration to many. Namaskar, this is Deepa Joshi from Raag Ratans.